So I'm going, before beginning the homily, I'm going to ask you a simple favor. If you're over the age of 18, and this is something that I will never, or very seldom, every once in a while I ask this, but if you're over the age of 18, I want you to take your phones out and put it next to you, because you're going to use them. Just keep them for a second, and you'll need them by the time I'm done, okay? And I'll tell you when you'll need them, okay? Today we are beginning, Father Anthony and I, and here at the parish, we are beginning a very important initiative. The homily this weekend and next weekend will be based on that initiative of the sacrament of marriage, but this is for those who are married, who any situation, even for those who are young and looking to get married or preparing for marriage. And this is an important topic and an important initiative for us as a parish, because it's easy in our time sometimes I should say it's hard to ask for help. It's hard to ask for help. And sometimes, and I'm not saying this is every marriage, but sometimes we may be in a marriage that is struggling, or we may be discerning marriage, and we have questions, or we may be thinking about how am I going to find the right person to marry. And so it's important that we take a moment as we begin this initiative with a company called Communio, which is a consulting firm that will be helping us as a parish. And so that's why I have you to have your phones out, because towards the end of this homily, I'm going to ask you to take a few minutes and to fill out a survey. And I ask you to please be honest. It's an anonymous survey. And it's so that we can have an idea of where we are in our marriages, where we are as we prepare for marriage, where are we for those who are single and may be considering marriage, and so for all of those different aspects, of life. In today's second reading, we hear St. Paul's exhortation to the men of God, that is to us, to live out the faith that we have received. And that call, my dear brothers and sisters, is important for each one of us. Because in our baptism, you and I received the gift of Christianity. Now that gift of Christianity is something that is different than the world. And so, because we are Christians, we are different. That also means, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are called to live differently than the world. We are called to live our marriages. We are called to live our Christianity. We are called to live our life not as the world lives it. Now, that is a big call, because as we all know, in the Christian life, as we strive every day towards holiness, being holy it's not so simple. Being holy requires work. It requires a lot of prayer and a lot of patience. It requires sometimes falling and getting up. But my dear brothers and sisters, we can't be afraid of that, because that is part of the Christian life. It's part of the daily struggle. And so it's a struggle for us to be Christian. It's a struggle for us to live in holiness. I was, as I was preparing for this homily, I was reading from a document of St. John Paul II, where he says, "The church perceives in a more urgent and compelling way her mission of proclaiming to all people the plan of God for marriage and the family." And I think it's important that we understand. I want to attack this homily in two ways. First, this weekend I want to speak about what is the plan of God for marriage and family. And then next weekend I want to speak about within that plan, how do we handle struggles that may appear in our life? Because as I said, a lot of times it is hard for us to ask for help when we're in need of help. So what is the plan of, what is God's plan for marriage? Well, one of the beautiful things of being a priest is that I get to witness marriages, and it's always a moment of great joy. And I also do a lot of the marriage formation here at the parish, so preparing the young couples to enter into the sacrament of marriage. And one of the things that for those who are married in the church, you may remember this. If not, it's a good reminder. When you went to do your vows, the priest or the deacon asked you three questions. And in those three questions, we see the whole plan of God for marriage. And the first question is, have you come here to enter into marriage without coercion, freely and wholeheartedly? In other words, the priest is asking you, is making sure that your mother-in-law or your father-in-law or your mom or your dad is not behind you saying, hey, go, get to the altar, you know, forcing, or a parent or a sibling or who knows what, forcing you to get married. Because if somebody is forcing you to get married, then there's something wrong. It shouldn't be happening. And so the first question is, as you come in front of this altar, do you come here freely and wholeheartedly before God? The next question, are you prepared as you follow the path of marriage to love and honor each other for as long as you both shall live? Now, this point is brought up many times in the sacrament of marriage. Because what this question is asking the couple, or what you were asked as you were getting married, is, do you understand that as you stand here before God and get ready to enter into this marriage, that marriage is permanent? See, this is a very big struggle with the world, and this is why we as Christians are called to be different from the world. And this is why it's important that as we prepare ourselves to get married, or as we go to meet somebody that may be a future spouse, We have to be formed and prepared well for the sacrament of marriage, because for those who are married, for those who will be married, marriage is difficult. It's hard. I'm not saying that it's not beautiful, but it's hard. Because you have to begin now. Now, the problem is we live in a world which says, you know, you don't have to marry, you can just test it, you can live together. And all of those things, my dear brothers and sisters, are dangerous and insidious to the sacrament of marriage. And it's why the foundation of the world is being so shaken, because marriage and family is being attacked. But as you come to this altar, it's the priest or the deacon is asking you, do you understand, are you ready to follow the path of marriage, to love and honor each other for as long as you both shall live? That is, that marriage is till death. That marriage is permanent. And later, in your vows, you will exchange that I promise to be faithful to you in good times and in bad. That means marriage is not a contract. Or it's not I love you until, I'm married to you until. This is why it's the duty of the church to prepare us for this sacrament of marriage, because what is being asked of us is hard and is difficult. But there are so many graces in that sacrament. So that is the second question that you are asked. The third question that you are asked is, are you prepared to accept children lovingly from God and to bring them up according to the law of Christ and His church? This, my dear brothers and sisters, is another difficult question, because you are being asked, are you willing to be open to life in your marriage? Are you willing to be open to God's will and to having children? And sadly, we live in a world which is very anti-life. We live in a world which is very selfish, and this selfishness is very easy to seep into our own lives. And so, what is God's plan for marriage? First, God's plan is that it be free, that you enter marriage freely. Second, God's plan is that it be total and faithful. That is, that marriage is permanent to the moment of death. Finally, the plan of God for marriage is that it be fruitful. That the love between a man and a woman married in the church is meant to give life. Is meant to produce life. This is God's plan. This is God's plan for marriage. And because this plan, I should say it this way, as a priest, as I prepare couples for marriage, and as I see marriages in different stages and go through many different things with many people, I learn more and more. The Holy Spirit reveals to me more and more how important it is for us, as we enter into the sacrament of marriage, to really be formed for that sacrament. to be ready for that sacrament, because we really do live in a world that is not that does not see the beauty of marriage as permanent. That doesn't even see a reason to get married anymore. In all honesty, why do we even bother? You know, we have in Colorado, and probably in every state, common law. You know, all we have to do is live together for a certain amount of time. But my dear brothers and sisters, marriage, God has a plan for it. And God wants us to live that plan out. Now, I know sometimes that can be a struggle. There can be a lot of hardships in that. I'm speaking about what God calls us to. That doesn't mean we're perfect in it. And that's why next week, as we continue this homily, I want to speak to you about what do we do in situations where we may be struggling, where we need help. Because sometimes the feeling is that we're alone, is that there's no way out, there's no help, there's no answer to my suffering or to my problem or whatever it may be. And my dear brothers and sisters, there is. But we are called to live this plan out in our life because you and I are baptized. And so I want to go now to this to the survey. Myself and the mission leadership team have seen the importance of strengthening marriages here in the parish of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And we want to do everything we can to help aim the parish towards that end and towards that goal of strengthening marriage and of helping marriage. No matter where you may be on the spectrum of marriage, you can be married for 50 years or 60 years and say, hey, I made it to 60 years. That's great. That doesn't mean you don't need help. That doesn't mean you can't use strengthening. Every moment at any time is good to have the help. So what I would like you to do now is I had you take your phones. You can take your phones out. Open your text messaging thing. And you're going to send a text, okay? And you're going to send a text to the number 42284. So open the text box. If you go to the right of the text box, the message box, there's a write a text to somebody. In the number section, put 42284. Got it? I give you another 30 seconds because I know sometimes technology can be a little. Okay. Now, in the text message, okay, you're going to text SEAS and hit send. SEAS and hit send. That should send you. You should get a survey now as a text back. Now I want. Did you get an answer to it? You did 42284. And. Huh? It could take a minute. So give it a minute. There you go, you got it now? Okay, it could take a minute. Now, they sent you that text, you can start, for those who have their phones, start answer the survey now. Don't do it at home now, because then you won't do it. That's why I never let you do this. Now, some of you may not have brought your phones to Mass, and that's fine. We sent out in to your email through Flocknote, we sent out the survey. So if you didn't do that, when you go home, I need you to fill out the survey. But I'm going to give you, before we continue in Mass, I'm going to sit down and give you a few minutes to work on the survey for those who brought their phone. 18 and over, okay? Okay.